This is New England Public Media News. Dolly Parton made news recently when she received a COVID-19 vaccine, developed with the help of her million-dollar donation to research. Commentator Martha Ackman is writing a new book about Parton and tells us we shouldn't be surprised by her philanthropy or her smarts.
You might have seen the video, Dolly Parton singing new lyrics to her country hit, Jolene.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
It was a funny bit, and Dolly knew it. But then she added,
I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
Nobody knows better than Parton herself that her cartoon image is the one most people remember. She based her look on the town tramp, she said, and then amped it up. But Dolly also has a thoughtful and activist side. Consider these achievements. Dolly Parton has funded healthcare projects all across Tennessee for seniors, women, and children. When she learned that 1 in 3 students drop out of high school in the area where she grew up, Parton created a foundation to encourage educational success. The dropout rate has plummeted to 6%. And as the daughter of a father who could not read or write, Parton developed the Imagination Library that has supplied over 155 million free books to children around the world. She's come a long way from hardscrabble beginnings in East Tennessee. Her parents were so poor, she said, that when she was born, her father paid the doctor with a sack of cornmeal. Early on, Dolly displayed an uncanny ability to rhyme, and her mother wrote down songs her daughter made up, songs about corn dolls, doing without, and that coat of many colors. The worst thing about poverty is not the actual living of it, Dolly once said, but the shame of it. It's fitting that Dolly Parton's first hit was about those two sides to her personality, the big-haired cartoon and the serious woman. In 1967, Dumb Blonde hit number 24 on the charts, and those opening lyrics that introduced Dolly to the world sounds like she always knew who she was.
Just because I'm blonde,
Martha Ackman is an author and journalist who lives in Leverett, Massachusetts. This is New England Public Media.